This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so we're starting to see a little bit of player movement in the NFL in advance of free agency, which begins in about a week, next week. Free agency week. So we're here, man. We're going to probably start to see some news this week, I would imagine, with the Texans of guys getting cut or restructured. The Texans are not sitting on, currently, as we sit at 6:21 a.m. on Monday, not sitting on enough cap space to do very much, but they you can create the cap space. But we're starting to see guys move, and cap space is important in this conversation. Seth, Deebo Samuel traded to the Washington Commanders for a fifth-round pick, and we had seen reports late last week that the Commanders, the Texans, I think I saw the Broncos in a report, were reportedly hot on Deebo Samuel, or at least involved in talks to acquire Deebo Samuel. What was your gut reaction when you saw Deebo to the Commanders for a fifth-round pick?
My gut reaction was that it was an agent-fueled leak, because the Texans don't leak stuff like that. So when it came to whatever verbiage people use to describe the Texans' interest in him, I took it with a grain of salt. And the biggest thing is, and I heard Clint make this point as we were driving to the airport on Friday, and I think it's a good one, was that Deebo Samuel has not been the same guy since 2021, when he was all pro. He was outstanding as a runner and a receiver. He hasn't had more than 892 yards receiving in a season since then. As a rusher, he had less than 200 yards rushing last season. He had 670 yards receiving. A lot of people thought he looked overweight and disengaged and just not the right guy. Clint made the good point that, hey, DeMeco knows Deebo Samuel, so at the very least, whatever is going on in San Francisco, because as an offense, they underperformed this year. They were middle of the road in terms of scoring a lot of other things. That DeMeco might have a better feel for, all right, what's ailing Deebo Samuel, and is it worth bringing him in here? The problem is, he's got a hefty price tag with him, and I didn't want to feel like giving up too much. I was skeptical that the Texans were going to trade for him, so it made a lot of sense that Washington would get him. They've got so much cap space that they can take a flyer on him and think that maybe in a better offense with better opportunities and some reinvigoration, that he's still relatively young. He's going to be 29 years old this season. It makes a lot of sense for Washington.
Yeah, I think so too. It's a strange thing, because Washington's getting a lot of really good grades for this trade, and a lot of it probably has to do with just, hey, they gave up a fifth rounder for him. To me, the biggest thing was, Washington is inheriting the entirety of his salary for this coming season, $17.5 million. If San Francisco had paid some of that, it probably would have cost more than a fifth-round pick. I think it's a better trade for Washington than it would have been for the Texans. I am totally intrigued by what he looks like in an offense with Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels there. Not that, you know, this is just a different offense than the one they're running in Washington. For me, if we're equating, like, should the Texans do this, because you bring up Clint, and I saw Clint react to the trade on Twitter when it happened over the weekend. He said, man, a fifth rounder and whatever his salary is, 18-20 million, whatever it is, that's a no-brainer. You should do that. It's a no-brainer for the Commanders, because of the point you bring up. They have 80 million in cap space, or they did. They still have 60 plus million in cap space after this trade. They can afford to take some riskier splurges. They're where the Texans were last year. You know, they are the Texans of 2025 version of the Texans now in terms of how they can operate this offseason in so many ways compared to what the Texans did last year. If the Texans go get Deebo Samuel, forget about the fifth round pick. You trade a fifth, whatever. You know, for $18 million, that's your splurge. You know, the Texans are operating with anywhere between $5 and $8 or $9 million in cap space, depending on where you go to get your information right now. And again, they can create more cap space. But when you get in the business of creating cap space, you're kicking the can down the road more and more.
Yeah.
So I have no problem with the Texans not doing this. I asked Texan fans, Seth, and I don't know if you've looked at this yet.
I have not looked at the results.
Okay, so I put up a poll for Texan fans yesterday. Let me pull it up here. Pender poll for Texan fans. In a trade for a mid-round pick, did you want Deebo Samuel in this current deal? Sounds like the Commanders are on the hook for around $18 million in this trade. What percentage of the Texan fans who voted in this poll said, no, we did not want Deebo Samuel in a trade like this?
I think that because of a combination of bad publicity for Deebo Samuel in terms of the way he played last year and the fact that so many Texans fans, myself included, got burned by... not because it was his fault, he got injured, but we got burned by the Stephon Diggs trade. And Stephon Diggs was a much better receiver at that point when the Texans traded for him, the Deebo Samuel is. I think 65% said that they were not all that excited about it.
88.4%.
Oh, wow.
Said okay. No to this trade. 88.4%, 11.6% said yes.
It's easy after the fact. I wish you had done a pre-poll to see exactly. Yeah, what's the hypocrisy level in this fan base?
Oh, where they're like, we didn't want you anyways. Yeah,
yeah,
You can't quit. You're fired. Yeah.
Sir. You're ugly.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's a strange trade because so many Texan fans didn't want Deebo Samuel, at least according to this poll.
They claimed to not want
Deebo
Samuel.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, the fifth round pick doesn't bother me. Like for a fifth round pick, I would have done it. It's the $18 million salary. Like that's your splurge. I mean, Unless Nick is really going to start to use voidable years and get into credit card spending, which it doesn't feel like Nick Caserio doesn't feel like somebody who operates that way. That's your big move is Deebo Samuel this offseason. Other than that, you're bringing guys back. It's probably journeyman. You're leaning heavy on the draft. If they had done that, you know, and then start doing some other things next week in free agency, I would have probably thought like, all right, well, I feel like they're a bigger candidate to move back from 25 and accumulate some picks so you can get a little more cheap labor on the roster with draft picks, stuff like that.
Now, this is the thing. I think that it's very, very possible that Deebo has a comeback season this year because just of all those things we talked about, the reinvigoration and the new challenge of being in a new spot, being on a better offense the Commanders were last year, at least compared to the San Francisco 49ers.
That's wild. Just to say that is wild, right?
Yeah,
like it's a Kyle Shanahan offense, you know?
Potentially playing for a better quarterback if Jaden Daniels keeps this up.
Yeah.
So I think it's very, very possible, but it's a little bit more of a risk for a guy that I'm not going to say he's starting to get old. He's 29. He's still very much in his prime. And he did have 12 touchdowns in 2023. This is not like a David Johnson type scenario where the Texans were banking on a guy who'd only had, he hadn't had a good season in the previous 4 years. Deebo Samuel just hasn't been as impressive as he was in 2021. And this last year was weird, but it's not like this has been a long, long drought for him.
If you're looking to get a feel for the Niners side of this thing, I at least one opinion on it. Grant Cohn is a name that we bring up on this show sometimes with the Niners. He covers the Niners out in the Bay Area. We brought him up for some reason on Friday. I can't remember what it was, but at the very same time, in sync, you and I were both like, yeah, the Niners hate this guy.
Yeah.
The team hates him. Here he was. He did a short video.
It was he had been talking about how they overspent when they redid Nick Bosa and somebody else's.
Okay.
I think Brandon Ayuk's contracts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he spoke on this trade over the weekend. He was in Indianapolis. He did a short video. He said both sides got what they wanted.
Deebo gets what he wants. The Niners get what they want. They take a big, massive salary cap, dead cap hit, but they don't care because what they want to do is stop spending so much cash on players who aren't worth it. So Deebo Samuel, goodbye. What would be embarrassing, though, is if Dan Quinn were able to get Deebo Samuel to get in shape and stay in shape and play like he did a couple of years ago, because that would be a real condemnation of Kyle Shanahan's ability to motivate and hold players accountable.
So, yeah, it's, you know,
he got pneumonia because he was fat, you know? You got a lot of risk factors there for COVID there, Deebo. You better watch it, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. It is kind of interesting, like, the life cycle of these receivers. Like, when they get to the end of their rookie contracts, then all of a sudden the good ones become worth trading two first-round picks for, or at least being in discussions about that. Like, Deebo, when Deebo was agitating for an extension, he was one of those guys that's in a discussion for, well, maybe some team will want to trade a first and more. And Diggs is part of this, too. Like, we've seen several receivers either involved in those conversations or actually traded for first-round picks. And then the very same receivers 3 years later, the teams are taking $30 million dead money hits to trade them for a day three pick. Like, it's almost like a rule at this point.
This is what I'm not in the mood for from Grant Cohn, is this. That somehow Deebo Samuel, who got paid because he had that massive season in 2021, and now entering his 29-year-old season, that somehow it's up to Kyle Shanahan, or that's a good gauge for whether Kyle Shanahan can motivate guys or not. Like, that guy, once you get that contract, you're expected, they expect you to be a guy who is a self-starter, who does stay ready all the time. And yeah, certainly the team culture helps in that regard and everything. But that's not a, I don't put that on Kyle Shanahan. I would put it on Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, perhaps for overpaying him or for thinking he was more motivated than he actually was. But this is why they don't like Grant Cohn in San Francisco. It just feels like he's waiting to pile on Kyle Shanahan for anything and everything, no matter how you want to frame it. Deebo Samuel is fat? That's Kyle Shanahan's fault.
Yeah, yeah. All right, cool. Well, here's more Grant Cohn.
I really don't expect Deebo Samuel to do much for the Washington Commanders. They didn't get him for much. They kind of took a flyer on a guy who used to be good. And if he turns out to be the same exact player he was this year for the 49ers, then oh well. But this is a great day for the 49ers. It's a great move for the organization, a great day for the city of San Francisco and Santa Clara as well, because Deebo Samuel is off the team. Say goodbye to the days of him getting 9 targets for no freaking reason. I think this is the best move the Niners have made all offseason. No move they make in free agency is going to help the team as much as this move helps the team. This just frees up targets for Ricky Pearsall and George Kittle and freaking anyone.
Yep.
So, not a Deebo fan.
No, and honestly, that seemed to be the overwhelming sentiment from people who are 49ers fans. Yeah. And there's times where I try to listen to the fan sentiment more so than some of the talking heads or the analysts or anything like that, just because they see everything that happens between the plays. They watch the whole week, and they're much better body language analysts than we are from a distance. And man, people are out on Deebo. And I think there seemed to be a sentiment that, all right, this guy got his payday and he's still agitating for the ball, even though he's not performing or doing anything when he has the ball in his hands. So people are out on Deebo Samuel. That was one of the things that really made me dig into whether or not we wanted him or not, because I knew all the surface level stuff and I was willing to make the devil's advocate arguments for him. But just the more you look at the sum total of the last year and the last couple years, it seems like a guy that he doesn't seem swarmy anymore. It felt like he looked swarmy in 2021, but I don't know if he's swarmy anymore.
If he's got any element of it, he should have a big year this year, because nobody's believing in him right now. Other than the Washington Commanders, it feels like. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, people weighing in. Deebo Samuels is the Commanders' version of Diggs from this past year. Diggs was, again, like, Diggs tore an ACL. Like, Diggs didn't come in with any questions about motivation or conditioning or anything like that.
And Diggs, the only question was what happened in the second half of the 2023 season in Buffalo. But Diggs had still been a very, very good receiver and had over 1,000 yards receiving in 2023. They were different levels. Like, the deal made sense for Stephon Diggs. The Commanders are taking on Deebo Samuel's contract specifically because they have so much cap space.
Yeah.
They would probably almost acknowledge it. They're not going to do it publicly, but I think they would agree that, yeah, it's a lot for the guy given how he's played the last couple years, but we've got all this cap space and we want to get a veteran
yeah,
in here.
They'll never answer this, but would you have made this trade, Washington, if you had $5 million in cap space instead of $80 million in cap space? You know, text message, glad we didn't get Debo. Doesn't seem like a good investment at his salary when he had more. When we have more pressing needs and wide receivers are easier to find than O-line, and Debo's good, but not going to get us over the edge. I would agree with that. I would have been fine with a Debo trade of some sort, depending on what the terms looked like. I was glad the decision was made for the Texans, if indeed they were part of those talks. Yeah, I think you bring up a good point that any leaks involving the Texans are going to be, in all likelihood, fueled by agents. I hadn't thought about that. That's a good point. I was glad that if indeed they were involved, I was glad the decision was made for them, and they can move on and do things like, as a texter points out, Davante Adams is about to get cut by the Jets, probably. You know, you look at him, Cooper Kupp. There's other solutions out there.
Right, Cooper Kupp's a guy I wouldn't trade for, but if he gets cut, then it makes sense. You see what he's getting offered and see if you can make a deal that makes sense.
Yep, wait these teams out. All right, let's get to headlines. Astros yesterday, Jose Altuve finally touched a ball in the outfield. Speaking of Stefan Diggs, an update on the lawsuit. The Rockets lose. Bad loss at home on Saturday, and they are banged up right now, man. Debo trade, more NFL news. We got a lot to get to. We'll do that in headlines coming up next.